Bill, if you'd like to start us off.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
We were just doing a sound check at the beginning.
All right, cool. I'll edit that out. I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm John.
And I'm Eric.
Are we?
And we are ready to drink more Go Fest because these are some of the sodas we like. 2012.
Okay. With a live audience.
So we're not introducing anybody else. That's what I was.
Well, does the audience want to introduce themselves, or do you want to be just an audience?
I think they're better as a faceless audience.
Yeah, we have fans.
Like that.
And background music, if you can hear it.
They're having a rock show in our honor. Amazing.
Well, we have background music regardless of whether or not they can hear it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get right into this. We've talked about Coconut Go Fest at length for the last several episodes.
Oh my God, yes.
We have been dreading this day.
This doesn't have all the teas in it, so I don't know how much y'all like it, but it still has honey.
It's got all the horrible
and stevia.
All the horrible energy ingredients.
GoFest Coconut Energy Hybrid is made with stevia and coconut water for an exceptional flavor and kick. GoFest Coconut Energy Hybrid is a healthy alternative to most other energy drinks with its lower calories and high quality ingredients.
That's a lie.
Yeah. They're applauding the GoFest.
No, I feel so alive from the green tea GoFest.
I'm still having heart palpitations.
Yeah, it's probably a bad idea.
No, that's the worst idea you've ever had.
No, why
also,
would you do
white.
That?
Yeah,
it's a memento.
But it's supposed to be bad.
Just
right.
Black
and gold. Oh, that's all over my fingers.
That just sounded disgusting.
Oh my God.
It was a failed opening.
Oh, I can smell it.
Yep.
Oh.
The things we do for you people.
The color,
the color is about the same as the other GoFest. It's not as cloudy.
I made this for you.
Most energy drinks look like this.
Aren't you supposed to be hoarding that?
My stomach is already sick.
We're drinking this out
of
wax.
Are you the only one that's drinking this?
I'll have a little bit.
All right. Ben is...
No,
he got the can.
Yeah, there's not much in the
You
can.
Have to finish that.
All right, let's get the nose.
All right, let's get the nose.
Energy drink and chemicals.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, it smells like energy drink.
There's no coconut in there at all.
Yeah, that does not... Well, there's a little bit, but it's massive.
Oh, yeah, you have to...
Yeah, really get in there.
It's masked by, again, like the tea GoFest, rancid fruit.
And
I'm not getting the rancid in this.
Oh, it's... Oh, God.
I'm getting nothing horrible. But energy drink chemical smell.
And then there's some paint thinner and probably some glue.
Occasionally we review good stuff.
No, we usually do, but we went to Aruba.
These are the finest sodas Aruba has to offer.
Oh, God.
Or at least these sodas.
Maybe turn to the right.
No. Superfood also had Nesbitt Sweet Red, which we'll have to review. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
That was great.
Is the worst.
Yes. All right.
Are you
ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, God.
Thumbs up.
I actually don't mind this.
Okay.
It's really sweet.
I would buy this and I would drink it as an energy drink.
I would not.
Oh, wait, no, there it goes.
Yeah. No, I was just...
There's the poison.
I was waiting for it to hit you, John.
Yeah.
Because that is awful.
It's the same thing as the last one.
Yeah.
Except the upfront flavor is not inoffensive. It's almost sort of piña colada-esque.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, horrible
gentlemen,
energy drink
gentlemen.
Bitterness.
In order to get the full flavor of this, you must swish it and make sure it hits all parts of your palate.
Check it out.
That sounds terrible.
You will not thank me.
I dropped a Mentos.
Oh, yeah, that's sort of horrible.
What is the singular form of Mentos? Is it a Mentos?
Mentos.
It's a Mentos.
A Mentos.
Okay. A Mentos.
Yeah.
We also have...
My chest hurts so much, you guys.
Yeah. We have black Mentos.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to take a moment, and when you swirl the Coconut Go Fast around your palate, it loses all hints of sweetness and anything that would be remotely close to describable as good, and it just tastes like a sour, bitter mess that assaults your tongue. Each individual taste bud is just under attack.
It is thorough.
It is thorough and relentless. And
now we're about halfway through, and if we drink this fast enough, we'll die. So, do we want to take a Mentos
let's
break?
Let's take a Mentos break.
Let's have black
Mentos.
Mentos.
Yeah.
The case says Chewy Draggies.
Chewy Draggies Drop. And remember, Drop was on the Zwartzwitches.
You're all You're all drinking the Kool-Aid.
All right. Let's see if it can make this moment fresh. I don't think it can.
This just tastes like a Mentos.
I'm waiting until all of our audience
gets it. Oh, no, there's licorice.
There's licorice in there.
Oh, God.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. It's like a licorice Mentos.
Those are delightful. They're licorice mint. They're sweet. Oh, you hit the center, and it's pure black licorice goodness. Mmm.
Uh-oh.
I like things that are disgusting like this, so these are great. I will eat all these and eat...
As a licorice candy, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you like licorice.
Yeah.
The faces in the audience
Thank you, Brian.
Are not licorice fans.
Thank you, Brian. Brian just gave me his. I'm going to eat these and cherish them always. And Bill.
But really, I don't understand...
Nom, 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 nom.
I don't understand how licorice is a fresh maker of any sort.
No.
Yeah. This tastes like a strange man put his hand in my mouth.
I'm not sure if I want to drink the coconut Go Fresh to wash this taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, now you're... It's Go Fresh.
Did you call it a Go Fresh?
Go
I
Fresh.
I probably did.
Go Fresh.
We'll fix it in post.
Go Fresh.
Go Fresh or Go Home?
Go Fresh sounds like a feminine hygiene product.
John, are you going to eat your...
I ate one. Oh, I'm going to eat these.
Okay. John is going to keep his. I only have 2.5. Brian, how did you eat all of these already?
Bill gave them to everybody.
Oh, these are Bill's. Okay.
No, they're mine. Bill gave them to everybody.
Oh, okay.
Cheers.
All right, and now it's back to the Go Fast.
It kind of changes the flavor of the Go Fast in a not unpleasant way.
Here's hoping that's not a lie.
All right, with the
back to the kind of bad apple.
Yeah. With the licorice.
That was a goddamn lie.
Thank you. That turns the licorice.
No,
Mentos.
Actually, you want to slam this. It's way better than
eat a Mentos, slam it.
Yeah.
Call it a Mentos slammer.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna do a Mentos slammer.
I'd order that at Denny's. That's because I never intended.
I have the Mentos in my mouth.
Woo!
That tastes like rancid apple cider. Purely, it cuts out.
Yeah.
Every other flavor. It is just pure rancid apple cider. I don't know where the coconuts goes. I don't know where the fast went. But yeah, that was terrible.
I'm ready to rate. I got my analogy right now.
Scores, go.
Go, right. Go.
I feel like I'm ready to fight a guy, but look at me. I'm not going to win that. 42.
Nice.
42.
Yeah, that's not bad, man. Right. That's not that bad when you're swinging it.
I will say, after what constitutes as a full can of Go Fast at this point, I am probably, after we're done recording this, going to go up to the top deck and just run back and forth across the
road. I'm in!
For like 10 laps until I crash and probably fall over the railing into the pool.
Go Fast Marathon 2012! Woo! Yeah!
So that's going to happen if my heart doesn't explode.
We'll cut that out.
Yeah. We'll edit that out.
Yeah.
Beep!
Dear
God.
Because I'm going to eat another one of these Mentos.
My
lungs.
I am so aware of my ribs right now.
This is starting to hurt.
I know.
Why did we do two of these?
I don't feel tingly like I did after the... Oh, wait, no, there it goes. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
So you get a tingliness in your extremities.
I'm starting to get achy in my joints. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Gout.
Oh. That's just feet.
Go Fast may cause... Go Fast may...
No, gout is for any joint.
Oh, really?
So I will give...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a buildup of uric acid.
Oh, fuck.
I will give... The regular coconut Go Fast, I think I gave the tea Go Fast a 17. I'll give the regular Go Fast a 20, because it is less
expensive.
How is
coconut regular? It's the coconut Go Fast.
The regular coconut Go Fast, a 20, because it's way less offensive. But I will give the Mentos shooter a 40, because that was actually kind of interesting and magical.
I would like to note that if I had any, another serving, my score would half for each additional serving.
I don't quite remember at this point because...
Okay, these guys aren't shutting up and I haven't given my score yet.
Neither
14
am I.
And I'm leaving.
All right.
Because I need to get food that doesn't taste like shit.
Okay.
I can't
remember what my tea Go Fast score was because I'm having short-term memory loss right now. I'm going to give...
I don't believe we've met.
Hi, Eric.
Bill.
Good to meet you. I would have to give Coconut Go Fast alone probably about an 18, because it is definitely on the worst side of bad alone. I'm going to have to give the Mentos Slammer a 5, because that was utterly disgusting. Not Power Malt disgusting,
what?
But that tasted, that was awful.
It's lower than my
I disagree.
Awful.
Oh, man.
All right.
Any thoughts from the
Black audience? Mentos, however, gets a solid 70 because they're not bad. They're very good for licorice candies that
for
I like.
For man fingers. Any thoughts from the audience?
Bad.
Well, fortunately, I didn't get enough to taste anything from the coconut.
You're welcome.
So we have a bad, and I didn't drink enough to experience the horror.
And a lucky person.
Yeah. And someone who abstained
and or smart.
Oh, did you? Okay.
The Mentos tasted like gum mixed with crappy Halloween candy, though.
Gum mixed with crappy Halloween candy.
You can do that.
That's the name of my Kiss cover band.
Oh.
Weird. I wouldn't go to that show.
No.
All right.
Why am I eating these?
I don't know, but I'm so glad I gave you so many.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
You should put those in a glass in the game room.
No, they're mine.
Don't drink any more soda.
No more go fast.
We're out. This concludes our cruise series.
Yeah.
Well, we might do one with Brian's sister in Miami. So it doesn't conclude the vacation series, but as far
it
as
concludes the
cruise series,
I'm on a boat series.
Yes, with the Vice Squad. Thank you, gentlemen, for
you're welcome.
Might do one with Brian's sister in Miami is my LMFAO cover band.
Ew. Very gross. No, I'm not clapping for that.
That deserved a slow clap from me.
What doesn't?
Not much, surprisingly.
All right,
so let's close it out.
Yeah, see you later, Soda Pals.
Yep, we are Brianless.
Woo! Yeah, there we go. Woo!